101.9 POR, John, Jill, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. Some exciting news that I've been authorized to share.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking a day off tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh.
And by the time noon rolls around, Lori and I will have a daughter-in-law.
Hey, that's all. I'm glad you get to share the news, too. That's very cool.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, our oldest son, Zach, and his fiance, Sarah, are getting married tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Yeah, they got engaged at Christmas time and knew that it was going to be, you know, sometime in the next couple months that they were going to have their wedding.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And they're going to have one. Saving a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah. Have a city hall wedding.
She's pregnant, huh?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, I just, usually
everyone always thinks
that's
that.
That's why I got married real fast.
Oh, God.
I needed the medical insurance to cover Jack. I was already engaged at the time.
But thanks for clearing it up right away.
Well, I didn't want to throw that out there. Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. So,
double congratulations if so.
I mean, someday that'll be really great.
That'd be so cute.
Let's start with the marriage first.
Yes. Yeah, please.
So that's great.
Really, really excited.
Tomorrow, big wedding?
Tomorrow.
Nice.
Small wedding.
Yeah.
Intimate.
There'll be seven of us there.
Wow. Because
it'll be me and Lori.
Yeah.
Obviously, Zach and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Our youngest, Spencer, and my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Is it killing you that they're not having a big wedding?
No, not
be
at
honest.
All. No.
It's so expensive.
We'll have a big party this summer. We'll
okay,
have a
so
big,
you will do something like a big reception
we'll have a
or
big
something.
Backyard party this summer to celebrate.
I think that's a great idea. I love when people do like the private ceremony thing. Mm-hmm. And then we're just going to have a party.
Yep.
Let's just get right to it.
Save that money because once you attach the word wedding to anything, take it from me, 177 days out from mine, it gets expensive really quickly.
Yeah. And more
insanely.
Than you ever expected, right?
Yeah. Mm. And like your wedding is a true micro wedding. Like a micro wedding is 20 to 30 people. And mine is like a small wedding, 70, 75 people.
Right.
So yours is like extra tiny.
Teeny tiny micro wedding.
It's good. That's where it's at, honestly.
I'm super excited for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's the weather's going to be good.
Nice.
You know, we'll get some nice pictures.
Now, will it when you do a smaller wedding like that, do you still have like best man and maid of honor and that type of thing? You don't do that, just the bride and the groom up front and that's it.
Okay. Yep.
Awesome.
That's so cool. I hope you're going to take like a cool video or something while they get married. Just save the memories.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Use cinematic mode.
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm.
Cinematic mode. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. Make sure it'll look really professional when you do that.
Right.
The iPhones are so good. I don't know. It'd be cool.
And then you got married children, so then it's another reason for me to go, dude, how old are you?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. My God, dude. Your kids are that old?
They're
how
married.
Old are you, dude? You're like ancient.
Oh, God.
Thanks for that.
John's like, okay.
And then when they get pregnant someday down the road, if they decide to and it happens, then you're going to probably be like, what's that, Grandpa? Why don't you go write a book about it?
Literal Grandpa.
But then I'll start writing children's books. It's a whole new thing.
This is, God. And when John has a grandbaby, it's going to be, I quit. That's the day I announced my retirement from radio.
Why?
Because you'll be unbearable.
No.
Yes, you will. You will be unbearable.
You'll be like, have you seen this picture of my grandchild? Yeah, 40 times.
Yeah.
No. This one's a little bit different.
They're smiling in this one.
That's so true.
That's amazing.
Well, listen, man, congratulations to you and the family, and mostly to Zach and his future bride, your future family. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Zach and Sarah have been together, 4 years now. So
we've
been waiting for this to happen for a long time.
Sure.
What's the bride wearing tomorrow?
She found this beautiful dress that she is wearing. Zach has a new suit.
Ooh.
And everyone's going to be dressed up, and it's going to be really super nice.
That's cool.
Make sure to get some family photos, too.
Yeah.
That's really important, too.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Make sure someone can do that. Or, like, the officiant or something could take some.
Yeah. Are you trying to get invited to the wedding, Courtney?
Can I go
you know that
wedding?
He already said it's a small wedding and there probably isn't going to be a buffet line or anything like that. No reception.
What if I dress as a chair?
She's just trying to get free food, John. Don't fall for
give me that free dinner. I just want to go watch.
I'm sure there's a snack bar. I mean, not a snack bar, but like a snack machine at Portland City Hall.
That's perfect.
That's where the reception's being held. At the snack machines at City Hall.
Oh you're going to look and I'm going to be like behind a curtain, but you'll see me being like, hee
hee. Actually, it's funny because we were hoping to have a nice, you know, ceremony in the afternoon and go out to a really great dinner at a nice restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
The only time that they had
open
tomorrow morning was a 9 a.m. ceremony.
What?
So we'll be having the wedding and then going out to a great breakfast.
Yeah, there you go.
That's so early, though.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully Sarah doesn't need her, like, hair done, nails done,
makeup.
I think
everyone's going to be up at 3 a.m.
Listen, she already doesn't need a wedding with, like, 5,000 people and doing the whole, everybody stare at me, look at me, everybody stare at me, everybody, your attention should be on me.
I'm a princess.
So she's obviously going going to be just fine. I like this girl the more I hear about her.
Yeah,
this
right?
That's my type of girl right
She's
there.
She's a cool girl.
Don't need all the bells and whistles. It's all about like the relationship and us and family and closeness. And I don't need to show off for the rest of the damn world like Courtney does.
I have a crown from my wedding.
Yes, she does. She has a literal crown.
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God. I am more thankful every day.
You should be.